No Concho with Anna Esblanzas right here on 720 WGN. All right. Michael Steele joins us, former and long-suffering head of the Republican National Committee. And I would like to say that the chairman, there was something very interesting that has occurred here. First of all, you wrote what I think is a very compelling piece this week that has been widely circulated.
Absolutely.
And commented
really?
Upon. Yes.
You can't, if you're on any political site over the last 24 hours, one of the top trending things is your opinion piece about the GOP.
That this was... That,
really?
It is.
Yeah. You're not aware of this, or are you just seeking the compliment?
I've been under the weather a little bit. I hadn't really kind of focused on it. Oh, this is nice to know.
Yes, people still care about what you say. I happen to disagree with all of it, but people do care. All right, so now
we're friends.
I know. So Michael, now here's the question. You make the point that Donald Trump is actually kind of good for the Republican Party in the sense that it's a reset because the identity of the Republican Party has to be identified here.
You got to deal with that first, and he forces us to do that. So now all that angst that we went through with you over the past year.
Yeah.
That was an example of that. It is facing the reality of what this is. You either can stomach it or you can't. You either want to change it or you don't. And you know that in both scenarios, under each situation, there are consequences. And the question is, what is the outcome you're trying to achieve? As a national party that wants to be a governing party, not just a political organization, but a governing party, you have to begin to confront this reality. If you don't, guess what? You will not win. Period.
Yeah, well, that's true. You know, you identify something too without saying it explicitly, but it is absolutely true. But you allude to it, and you know this because you've been around Washington your whole life. You're from there originally, and you get what happens here, which is the Republican Party has started to act like really pretty much in the '90s up to now for the better part of the last quarter century, like a lobbying organization. That was about issues, and it was about changing people's opinions about issues, not about governance.
And why is that? Because the party's been taken over by whom? That political culture, that lobbyist culture, that consultant culture. It is the buzzsaw that I ran into as national chairman. For those two brief years, you got this different kind of blip, and they didn't like it. And they wanted to excise that problem because whether it was diverting funds away from K Street and back to Main Street so that the party apparatus at the state and local level could be viable, or whether it was, pushing back on the money that was going out of the building for stupid stuff. I mean, who buys TV ads anymore? Why are we in that business? My sons don't own TVs. Millennials don't watch television. You got to figure out, and you have to adapt to how you communicate to them. That requires.
But isn't Trump doing that
on
social media, though? I mean, that's the interesting thing about Trump is, and this goes to the real point of today.
He's proving my point. Donald Trump has not run a campaign commercial.
Right, he doesn't have to.
It's not run one campaign commercial.
Yes, he sits on the. He believes, and this is where he's doubled down here, and this is the interesting news of today, right, that they've restructured the campaign. Paul Manafort is still there, but they're isolating him. They don't want him out in public speaking because then he's going to be asked about the Ukrainians. So they need to find another guy. So they got the Breitbart guy. Right, and the Breitbart guy is a bomb thrower. I mean, a bomb thrower.
That's the Trump, the Trump beat Trump portion of our program.
Right. Okay? And Kellyanne Conway,
Kellyanne is everything else. She is the political operative. She's the numbers gal. She is the infrastructure guru. She is going to be the manager that takes all those pieces. So what her task in combination with Banyan is going to be is to synergistically put those two pieces together. So that Trump can go out and give a speech, and this is the way I will put it. It'll be it's like a controlled burn. You know, when firefighters deliberately set a fire,
mm-hmm.
because that's how they control the out-of-control fire. that's what you're going to see happen.
But is that enough, Michael? I mean, at some point, do you to have control of your messaging points? And isn't that one of the things that he's been disastrous at, just kind of going all over the board?
Well, he wasn't. I mean, you think about it, and he really wasn't. I mean, think about, I mean, his message, his core message is a 48% message. It is tracking with and in some cases exceeding Hillary Clinton's message. Donald Trump's problem is Donald Trump got in his own way.
Yeah.
I mean, if you take what he says about job creation, what he says about despite what the talking heads in the professional foreign policy class says, there are many more Americans agree with him in his view on NATO and our role in the world than not. So the messaging issue for him has never been the problem. His problem has been when he has stepped on his own message,
or when he has
stepped on the opportunity to develop and drive home a message about his opponent.
To campaign on a message. You do a 2-3-4-5-day campaign on a message. He's not been able to do that because the next day he does something stupid, which is almost what they did with this announcement, too. They had a pretty good last couple of days of him reading off the teleprompter, and then they announced this change, which stepped on their own message. They didn't have to do that. Right. I mean, that was the.
Well, actually, they did. And it really didn't, because I see what you're saying, but it really didn't when you step back from it a little bit, because he's had those two good days where people are talking about the substance of what he said. And whether you agree or disagree is not the point. So we have your attention on substance. So now we're going to make a substantive move politically, internally in the campaign. So if they were to do this on the heels of some crazy event, where he's, you know, gone off and said something and then all of a sudden they announce this change, then that becomes, oh, desperation, look at what the, you know, it becomes a whole different characterization of those two individuals coming in, Paul Manafort being pushed to the side.
Doesn't it, though, appear that, first of all, that they're making another change here? That in and of itself spells some kind of trouble, but more importantly,
folks out there, no, they don't care. They don't care, buddy.
Well, care. His folks don't care. I think the problem is the people who he needs to win over here, people who are not already decided that they're for Trump, people that he needs to hold their nose and vote for him in November. Those folks, I think, are there. I think they remain afraid at this hour of trusting too much in him because he does seem off balance.
Right. They do. All that's true. But my only point is those very folks that you're talking about, again, taking out the folks who just can't stand the man. This type of a move, given particularly, I think the Kellyanne piece is the sleeper piece here. Everyone's focused on Bannon and go, oh, you know, because he's the guy who, like, take the bomb, put it in chocolate, and set it on your plate with a candle. Mm-hmm. Little do you know that that's actually a fuse. And so, you know, that's him. Okay, we got that. Kellyanne is not that. And I think that she is, for those political types who kind of watch this stuff and for the telltale signs, they probably have a little bit more comfort this morning with her than if they were just making a solo announcement about Bannon.
Yeah. Right. No, I get that. But Bannon's still. But this tells us one thing. They're going to let him go out and Trump be Trump. And if Trump is Trump, he can't win.
But that's I agree and disagree. I agree. If Trump is Trump exclusively, he can't win. If Trump is Trump with structure, again, a controlled burn, it could work.
Right.
It could work.
Michael, right now, they're saying he could set. ABC News is reporting he could set a record for his lead amongst non-college-educated white men, but that is the only demographic he's really grabbing with any, you know, type of momentum.
Yeah.
And then some of those polls that are so troubling that you point out in your opinion piece is that he's polling 0 to 2% in some states amongst African-Americans. Can he win without minority support? Is that really what the Republican Party wants to do? I mean, there is no path if you aren't more inclusive, right?
I'm not laughing at your question. I'm absolutely not laughing at you. But I have to give you asked that with such a sense of, like,
earnestness.
Really? Is there a way? I just really
well, but you just said there's a possibility he could win. And then if he pulls at these numbers, how is there any possibility?
He doesn't need. Yeah, that's where people are drinking Kool-Aid that's been tainted. the Republicans have already shown that under certain circumstances in certain situations, the minority vote is, in all situations it's not there, but in certain circumstances you can get just a little bit and just peel off a little bit and that's all you need, coupled with everything else. I think there's been too much emphasis, as I said in part of this piece, was too much emphasis placed on black and brown people and the outsized role that they're going to play here. I think that's not the outsized role. The outsized role will be the uncounted vote. It is the one that is not being registered right now in polls, or any poll for that matter, in a sufficient enough manner to give you a real sense of where this election is. And that is, and it goes to the fact that white voters have made the decision that they're just not going to be honest about Trump. Why? Because they're sick and tired of getting the crap for it when they are. So, and I've talked to these people, and they're just like,
oh no, you know they're getting crap from mm-hmm. other Republicans. That's where they're getting crap from. Well, you know it.
But I'm not. No. It's not just Republicans. It's independents. It's Democrats. Look, this. I keep saying this, and I cannot emphasize it enough. And I have not endorsed in this race. I have not endorsed Donald Trump. I support the nominee of my party as a Republican, but I try to bring this thing as an analyst to the table. And I'm just telling you, there are a whole lot of metrics out there that are not being counted in the narrative that people are trying to sell right now on Donald Trump.
I agree with you.
And that's why. Can I tell you why?
Yes.
That's so true. Because what is the word you're hearing coming out of the Hillary Clinton camp right now? They're not walking around clapping their hands going, okay, this has been a great week, or this has been a great 10 days, or a great month and a half since, you know, whatever. They know their internal numbers, because they're doing the polling the right way. They know this thing is a lot tighter than they think it is. And Zogby, in fact, is finally kind of breaking the ice on this. With the poll, we're going to have him on our radio show tonight, talking about the fact that they have this race right now at 2%.
Yeah, 2%. But the electoral numbers still are not adding up for him, and that's the answer. We'll talk about that next
week. But again, the electoral numbers, real quick.
Yeah.
There are pathways there that are available to him if I think this is where Kellyanne is going to make a difference potentially, if they make the right play at the right moment between now and later.
Michael. Feel better.
I feel great.
Okay. All right. Then you know what? Then just say to me, feel better.
What?
Feel better.
Thank you. Violetta's got the WGN traffic troubles on. See you, Michael.
Take care, sweetie.
All right, goodbye.
Talk to you later.
Violetta!